And that was Tired Line with I Don't Think You Like Me. And you're joined with Kelly and Sammy here on The Hoist. And we actually have some special guests right now, which we've brought them into the studio. We have Porpoise Spit, who was birthed as a queer ode to degrade Aussie celebrities and morphed into something tragically they rock a good suburban punk ballad, and we're currently joined by Ali and Dom of the band. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Our pleasure.
No problem. Hello.
For those unfamiliar, how did the band get together, and what led you to make this type of Australian like pop culture punk music?
Okay, well, the band got together originally was started through me and Mill, who's the other guitarist. We had been making lots of different art together for many years. We went to drama school together and had a theatre company together for a while. And then one day, we actually did a lot of music sort of stuff for that theatre company, which Dom was a part of as well. Mm. So we do theatre with live music, sort of musical type of stuff. And then eventually one day we were like, yeah, why don't we give a band a go? And then we got Ivy on board, and that's how it was birthed, I guess.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore your band name either, which was actually inspired by a town in the movie Muriel's Wedding. How did this come about, and why did you decide to name the band after it?
Well, I think Muriel's Wedding's always been a movie that we've all adored, really. So it was something in the back of our minds when we were wanting to name the band, is we wanted to do something that was a little bit of a tribute to great Australian feminist art, which we think that film definitely is. And also just the tone of the film is quite tragic and quite comedic as well. So we felt that really represented the type of music we wanted to make.
I actually do have a confession, though.
Here we go.
I actually watched the movie after I joined the band.
Oh, wow.
And I thought in the first couple of weeks, I was like, okay, I really have to watch this movie.
I have to watch it. Did you cry?
I did. I laughed. So I cried. It's kind of like being in a band with you.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Would be kind of amazing if you still hadn't seen it. You're just this whole time, just like pretending.
Told me right now on air that you haven't seen it.
I know, that was pretty bold.
Wow. So, I guess, how do you decide on which pieces of Australiana, past and present, to write about and reflect on? And I guess, like, what inspires a song in general?
I think we've always found, like, Australian media culture quite funny. Like, you know, degrade Australian celebrities and the Logies and all of those sort of Australian media events that just, like, don't compare to the rest of the world in any way. So we always found that really hilarious. So when the band started, there was definitely more of a push towards doing that sort of, like, feminist punk comedy stuff that was referencing a lot of those, like, white cis men that were on our television screens and on our radios every day. But as we've gone along, I think we've gone down a slightly more serious route with the music as well. We've started to talk about political things, about our own experiences and lives. Yeah.
Yeah. It sort of becomes quite cathartic after a little while, playing the songs you guys write.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So definitely got a lot out in shows before that might have been pent up there.
And you will be performing at Cable Ties Ball on February 23rd and performed at Gay Times on Friday night. How have your shows been so far in 2019?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, great. We've done a lot of shows. Oh, 2019. I was like, what year is it? It's still 2018. No, Gay Times was just this weekend, and that was a really awesome show. That's just, like, a awesome community to be a part of, obviously. You know, we are a part of the queer community, and being there was just like being in one massive, safe, awesome, lovely space. So it was a great place to play.
Everyone was really welcoming as well. Like, the first band on, and people were, like, running from their campsites, so that was bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, why? You wrote to work? Okay.
you dance.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know. What other shows have we played this year? I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, we did the Holofest for Girls Rock.
Oh, yeah,
that was our first show back for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was a really good lineup. It's like Moaning Lisa, Parsnip, Arbs, heaps of people.
Mm.
At the Reverence.
And Girls Rock are obviously a really awesome initiative that's getting a lot of young female and non-gender-conforming people into play music and make music, so it was awesome to do a fundraiser for those guys, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, as we mentioned before, you are playing at the Cable Ties Ball on February 23rd. Can you tell us a bit more about that gig?
Okay, well, this is the second Cable Ties Ball that's happening, so it's becoming a bit of an annual event for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really eclectic and awesome mix of musicians. Who have they got? They've got P Unique, Hits, Friendships,
yeah.
Bunch of bands, all really, really interesting and diverse musicians. So, yeah, I think that's something that they was really important to them, that they put on a show that showcased a lot of different genres and a lot of different talents, but obviously still having a focus on female and queer talent and that sort of stuff as well.
Mm.
And like you've just said, the Cable Ties Ball really shows how strong the queer community in Melbourne is right now. Do you think it's an exciting time to be a queer artist in Australia?
Absolutely. I think back to even just the punk scene 5 years ago in Melbourne, and I would definitely not have had the confidence to stand up and start a band. It's such a supportive community, Cable Ties particularly, and a lot of other people within this specific Melbourne music community for us have just made sure that we always feel comfortable, that there's always gigs for us to do. You know, from the first time they saw us play, they were like, cool, what else can we get you to do? You know, it's just,
yeah.
It's been great. And I think that a lot of young women and queer people are feeling much more comfortable in this scene as it is and as it's progressed over the last 5-10 years, I reckon.
Mm.
Yeah, nice. And it's only going to progress more and more, hopefully.
Yes, totally.
So, yeah, your new single, Outbacks and Oceans, is out on the 22nd of Feb. That is so soon.
Yeah,
what can you tell us about it?
It's loud. It's fun. Mill wrote it. It's about Mill being in a polyamorous relationship. And I guess, yeah, just the challenges that come with that and the stigma that's kind of attached to that. And it's just it's a little bit of a fuck you and a little bit of a celebration of love, really.
Yeah. Definitely.
And yeah, it just has a really hectic outro with lots of fuzz bass.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be good.
Nice, keen.
And the single launch for it is at the Evelyn Hotel on March 15th. How's everyone feeling about that so far?
Excited.
Mm.
We've got a huge lineup for that one. We've got
mm-hmm.
Jarrow playing solo, Jungle Cuffs, and Laura Imbruglia, plus Amazing Band.
Yes.
So that's going to be really cool.
Plus Amazing Band.
Very nice.
Yeah, I think we need to come up for with a cool theme or something for it, though. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, someone had a really good idea about surfers and cowboys.
That's perfect. I don't know why they would be combined, but they should be.
Yeah. So, well, you know, is that movie? Cowboys and Aliens?
Surfers and Cowboys.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, if you are listening and do plan on going, please follow the theme, even if it isn't officially recognised. It'll be quite funny. You've said in previous interviews that you want your shows to be safe, about making sure everyone feels welcome at a show.
I think our dorky attitudes definitely help that.
Mm. Yes.
We definitely try and cut the pretension, do a lot of talking with the audience, trying to make people feel comfortable in that way. Obviously, having lineups that are diverse as well, so people feel like they can see themselves represented back in the music that's being put on in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like a lot of venues that we play in Melbourne, are really, you know, they're on top of that safe space as well. They're like, if anything is happening, you just come to the bar staff and let us know, and we'll, you know, do our best to kick any dickheads out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we like to have a bit of theatre to it as well. We like to have a bit of comedy and a bit of theatre, so it's not just, you know, serious, serious music stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And with plenty of live shows coming up and Outbacks and Oceans out on Friday as well, what can we expect from you for the rest of 2019?
Well, we're taking a little bit of a break after the March 15th show because we've just been so busy over the last year playing shows that we haven't actually been able to sit down and, like, record the album. Like, we have all the songs for it, but just if we don't stop, we won't be able to, like, just record it. So that's on the cards. We're going to record an album, which is really fun.
Mm, and then that's some exciting news for our listeners.
Yeah.
Just drop the album.
Bam, album. Yeah. And hopefully, tour that as well, I guess. Go to some other places in Australia other than Melbourne for once.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be good.
Definitely.
Nice. Well, anything else you want to add before we throw to a song?
Oh,
I don't think so. I feel good.
Got it all out there. Thank you so much for swinging by the Hoist. You can catch Pawpaw's Spit this Saturday, not Thursday, at the Corner Hotel for the Cable Ties Ball. And we're actually going to go to one of your tracks now. Would you like to introduce it for us?
This is Milk Teeth.
Listening to the Hoist on Sin 90.7.